Americans protest Boston's housing giveaway to immigrants. By Warner Todd Houston on May 6, 2024. Hundreds of Americans gathered outside the Massachusetts State House in Boston on Saturday to blast Democrats for approving $420 million to shelter migrants and rejecting a measure to prioritize homeless veterans. The budget spending, which Governor Maura Healey, D., signed on April 30, will put an additional $420 million to shore up the state's emergency shelter system. It sets up rules to cap shelter stays at 90 days. However, there are also provisions that make that deadline moot, as migrants may file for another 90-day stay when their allotted time expires. Even as they voted to spend hundreds of millions on illegals, Democrat legislators rejected a measure that would have helped the state's veterans. As Newsweek reported in April, House Democrats voted against an amendment to House Bill 4600 that would have given homeless veterans priority over illegal aliens. The Democrats' decision to turn their backs on veterans brought protests. Demonstrators told WCBB-TV that the spending on migrants only ended up encouraging illegals to flock to Massachusetts, where they know they can get free support. "I think what we see with inflation, all of these scarce resources are being used to house, feed, and shelter illegals while so many Americans are struggling to get by," said protester Jeff Cooner. The rejection of the measure for veterans is not the first time in recent months that Democrats in the Bay State put veterans in second place. In March, officials courted controversy by handing over Boston's Old Chelsea Soldiers Home to house illegals in response to Healey's demands to designate more places for shelters. In other areas, families in the predominantly Black Roxbury neighborhood of Boston were furious in February after the city shut down a community center to use it to house more of President Joe Biden's illegal border crossers. Healey's administration also took criticism for housing migrants at Logan International Airport. The state reported in February that it was on track to spend $1 billion to feed migrants by 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.